I'm scared to death this morning. I can't preach like these other preachers. I ain't even going to try to. But they can't preach for me. I got to get it off of me. If I may do it in a terrible way, you may think, but I can't help it. First book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. Now I want you to listen. God Almighty had a plan from the very beginning. And I believe he thought about it. I don't know how long, because the Bible said he had no beginning and no end. So I don't know how long he thought about all this. But I think that he thought about it and meditated on it. The plan that he was going to set forth. Why you say that? Well, he made me and you in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen. And they ain't nothing that me and you don't think about and wonder how it's going to be or what can we do to make it right before we ever do it. If we got a plan, don't we? We all do it. Because we want it to be right. You've got to have in your mind, if you're going to build something, you got to have it in your mind what you're going to build, how big, how little, whatever, how it's going to look before you start building on it. The potter got to know what kind of vessel he's going to make before he starts on the vessel. Scripture says that a man does not start a house without sitting down first and counting the cost to see if he has sufficient funds to finish it. God Almighty looked at this, I believe, with all my heart, Randy, and he said, this is what I'm going to do. First verse, we'll read just the verse and may jump down around in this chapter a little bit. And then we're going to hit a verse two in the second chapter and then we're going to read. I got about 10 places I want to read and I'm a terrible reader. And I ain't going to try to read them all unless the Lord tells me to, and I will. That may be all you get. But in the first verse, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmaments and divided the waters which were up under the firmaments from the waters which were above the firmaments. And it was so. And God called the firmaments heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And I want you to listen. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it is so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herbs yielded seed after its kind, and the trees yielded fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw that it was good. Jumping down to the 20th verse. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that has life, and the fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmaments of heaven. And God created great whales, an ever-living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply in all and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after its kind, and cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after its kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after its kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over every over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he him. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. Second chapter, 18th verse. And God said, it is good. It is not good that man should be alone, and I will make him an helpmate for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave name to all the cattle, and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found any helpmate for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made him a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, is this not bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh? She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Turn over with me to Isaiah 53rd chapter. I want to read one verse, or maybe two. 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Starting with the 10th verse. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, listen, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Over in Isaiah 62. Starting with the first verse. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hesbon, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Jeremiah 3rd chapter. Read a verse there, and we may stop reading. Jeremiah 3rd chapter. 14th verse. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Let me read another verse. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. It shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increase in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they be done anymore. And at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all of the nations shall be gathered in it to the name of the Lord, to Jehovah, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm getting stammered about reading. But I tell you, it goes on and on and on. I could go on from all the way to the Revelations. In Hosea, he said, I will betroth thee unto me as forever. Yes, I will betroth unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. And it goes on all through the scriptures you can find about this. Now, the Bible said here, and let me say this morning, God made everything like he wanted it this morning. I want you to get that. He made it all like he wanted it, and he knowed what he was doing, thank God. Yes, he did this morning. I read it. You're hearing where everything that he made in the garden, he made male and female this morning. You might say, well, you didn't read. Well, you read and see if I didn't this morning. Why did God make everything a two of everything, or male and female of everything? I'll tell you why God done it. I believe with all my heart this morning, God desired a family this morning. Yes, he did. That's exactly what God had in mind when he started this thing. Randy, he wanted a family he could call his own.
Amen.
Yes, he did. Why did he do that? He done it to where they would replenish the earth and not die out. Even the grass of the field is a male and a female. You say, well, I didn't know that. Well, look, ask the scientists and they'll tell you. What do you think mean you get stopped up in the springtime with all the pollen flying? It's coming from the plants. Amen. It's pollinating one another where they can bring forth fruit.
Amen.
All the herbs of the field, he's a male and a female. Yes, they are. All the trees that's got the seed in them, he's a male and a female. And if they don't pollinate, they won't have kids or won't have no fruit on them. Amen. God made it that way. He made the cattle and the beasts of the field, and he made male and female. Fish of the sea, he made male and female. Yes, sir. To carry their seed on down the road. Yes, sir. Me and you here today because we're his seed. And he wanted it that way. Praise God. He wanted a family.
Amen.
And if you don't think daddy and mother will take care of their kids and fight you for them or do whatever they have to do, praise God, to protect their kids, you've got the wrong idea about people. If you think God don't take care of me and you, you better get to studying a little bit. You better get to digging a little bit. We're his. I've been bought with a price. I ain't my own. Amen. Praise God. I'm a son of God. That's as sure as I'm here this morning.
Amen.
I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. If your father's been evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give you? Huh? He said we're evil, yet we know to give our kids, supply their needs and help them, love them. There's nothing on this earth, praise God, except mine and your salvation. There's nothing on this earth, praise God, is as joyful as having a family.
Amen.
Yeah, there's times we'd like to pinch your head off. But we can't do it. Next thing you know, we're hugging them and loving them and amen, and petting them and everything else. Why? Because, praise God, they're part of us. They're our seed. Amen. It's our generation being handed down from generation to generation. This thing's come from all the way from the beginning down till now, and it's still going on.
Amen.
You might say, well, preacher, man hadn't sinned in the garden in the beginning, he never would have died. Bible won't back that. You might think that. I thought it all my life. I don't know about God Almighty all that much. And you don't either. His ways ain't our ways, and His thoughts ain't our thoughts. And we throw that up. But let me tell you something. I'm going to throw you this. We got that right there to read about Him and study about Him and learn a little bit about Him. Amen. He ain't left us in the dark. Amen. So I know a little bit about my Father. I've walked with Him. I've taught with Him. I've worshiped with Him. I've prayed to Him. I call on Him when I need. Call on Him when I don't need Him. And Randy Jackson, when I get down with a broken heart, call upon my God, my Father. He'll come to my rescue. It might not be right then, but you just wait. Down the road, it's coming. Yes, it is. He said, if you be willing, eat the good of the land. In other words, if you'll eat the good of the land, be obedient to my... You can eat the good of the land if you'll be obedient. I'll get it right in a minute. Treat your parents right, children. You see if they don't bless you. Be disobedient to them, and some of them will lay the chastening rod on you. Some of them just forget about it. When you do, you're spoiling your kids. I'll just tell you that right now. They need a whooping. And I said that to say this. When we keep His laws and His statutes and His commandments, God's going to bless me and you. Amen. And you can't keep Him from it. Amen. Blessing me. Amen. But when I walk contrary to His will, there's a whooping coming.
Amen.
I might as well go cut to hickory.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, sir. Me and we, when we growed up, Daddy made us go cut our own hickories. Yeah. He said, you better bring me back a good one too, boy. And He wore us out. Sometime, we'd get by with something and He never did whoop us about it. Didn't ever think about it or forgot about it. Sometime. Well, let me tell you something. You may think you got by with the Lord, but you ain't got by with Him. Uh-uh. Your whooping's coming. Your whooping's coming. And thank God for it this morning. If He didn't get a hold of me and you and whoop us for our disobedience, we'd be wild as bucks and couldn't control us. But thank God we got something, Landon, that can control us.
Amen.
Make us stay in line. Where you'll have it or not, and you might not have this, but I don't care. It's come and I'm going to give it to you. I ain't only His son. I'm His wife. He told man over there that he didn't have a helpmate, and he made him one out of his rib. Made male and female, and he told him, said, multiply and replenish the earth.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Do you think that God Almighty is without a wife? No, he ain't. He said, I'm married unto you.
Amen.
Oh, you backsliding Israel. I'm married to you. 62nd chapter, I read in Isaiah, where he changed the name and gave him a new name. Hezebog.
Yep.
Which means my delight in her.
Amen.
My delight in her.
Amen.
And the land shall be called Beulah, which means married. Thank God. He's married to us and we're his children. And God has got a family.
Amen.
We not all brothers and sisters this morning in the flesh. No, we ain't. But you're my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Spirit. Amen. And you may not like me and you may not like my ways. I don't know about that. I don't like some of them. But Landon, you cannot, son, if you've been saved, you cannot keep me from being your brother.
Amen.
Whether you like me or not.
Amen.
Whether you agree with me or not, I don't know. But we're still brethren.
Yeah.
Yeah. And birth comes through the mother church.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The Bible said Christ was born on this wise. What was he talking about? He was born into this world with an earthly mother, but he didn't have no earthly father. Never been a child born into this world like that. But Mary conceived from God Almighty with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That thing in her was the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And he was born to a Virgin Mary. Amen. That's exactly what bad happens to me and you. He was the first. But thank God he ain't been the last. They still being born that way today. Amen. Into God's family through the birth of the mother church.
Yep.
I was shaping into iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. That ain't talking about my natural mother. It's talking about the mother church. I was in sin. She saw I was in trouble. She took me in her heart and started praying for me and got a burden for me that I'd get saved. Amen. And when the time come, Randy, I was born into the family of God. Amen. I'm glad God's got a family and I'm part of it.
Amen.
As the king made a marriage supper and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a marriage. Didn't he? Sent out all of them and said, go out and invite them to come in to the marriage. He went out and he wouldn't come in. He sent out others. More. Sent them out to invite the world to come in. Said, everything's ready. The dinner's ready. It's spread. Ready to eat. Ready to eat. Come on in. I know we got people thinking we're going to get married after a while over yonder and have a marriage supper. Well, they 2,000 something years behind. I've already sat down at the table and had supper with him. I've already come to the wedding. If I hadn't, I ain't a son.
Amen.
Amen. If you hear this morning, listen, and you ain't never been saved by the grace of God, you ain't part of this family. I don't know how to put it any plainer. You ain't part of this family, and you're not going to heaven in that shape. No, you ain't. Only way you can be part of this family, you got to be born into it. Yeah, you got to be born into it. Birthed by the Mother Church and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when you get born into it, you're a child forevermore. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful plan God had from the beginning. He knew exactly what he's going to do. The Bible said Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. He done give him. Yet it said, I read in your hearing, when he come, that he might see his seed. Huh? It pleased God Almighty to offer up his soul an offering for sin. That he might see his seed. It pleased God to give up Christ because that was the only way through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that me and you could be saved from our sins.
Yeah.
Born into the family of God. Spiritual birth. His blood paid for mine and your sins.
Amen.
Yes, it did. But it took his resurrection to give me and you eternal life.
Amen.
Yes, it did. If there hadn't been no resurrection, then we died in vain. Our faith's in vain. Our preaching's in vain.
Amen.
His blood paid for our sins. But his resurrection from the dead brought me new life. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Amen. And through what he done, amen, God giving him up. Please God to bruise him and give him up. That he might see his seed, which is me and you.
Amen.
See his seed. And prolong his days.
Amen.
What are you saying? Christ's day is still going on in me and you. Still living. Ain't we supposed to have this mind in us which is also in Christ Jesus? Ain't we supposed to be living like he will and walk and live and give us a pattern to walk by? Sure he did. I told you the Word of God was given me and you to me and you could understand a little bit about God Almighty and the plan. If you don't know nothing about it, get to digging. He'll show it to you. I can't tell you all about it. His thoughts is so far from mine, from earth to heaven. Yeah, above mine. Hey, amen. I'm just ignorant. Where's that go? But I'm glad I've got what God gave me. Hey, amen. I believe it. And I'm glad he showed me a little bit about himself.
Amen.
chapter book of Revelations, John said he saw New Jerusalem coming down as a bride right out of heaven adorned for a husband. Amen. What did he saw? He saw the church.
Amen.
Saw the church. Read it. 21st chapter of Revelation is talking about the church.
Amen.
All the way through it. I know people won't say that's heaven, what heaven's going to look like this. Well, it ain't no such thing. He just put them things in there to, boy, what a golden streets. Ain't nothing more precious to me and you than gold and pearls and diamonds. It wakes this old man up. We are the church. We are the gate of heaven. Or you'll have it or not. And for me to tell you all about what's out there, I can't tell you. Neither can Joshua and Caleb. Could not tell you all that they've seen over in the land of Canaan. But let me tell you something. They brought back enough fruit to prove what's over there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They brought back enough to prove to them people without a shadow of a doubt. There were some grapes and plum grannies over there that was worth going after.
Amen.
Yeah, they saw the tribes, five tribes over there. They saw them people. Yeah, they lived and dwelled in walled cities and houses and all of this. Yeah, we saw the giants over there. They come back with what? The truth.
Yeah.
Moses said, go over and spy it out and bring back proof. What's over there? They did. The best they could. And they sat down, the people, and still the people, and told them about what was over there. And then they showed them. You remember several years ago, Randy was pastor over here, the first time I come here, not what service. It just come to me. I preached show and tell. You remember? I was the only one to preach that night. And I didn't preach 4 hours either. They had something to show them, and they had something to tell them. What do I mean you got? When somebody asks you, what's the Lord done for you? What can you tell them? Well, I'm down and out and discouraged and want to stick my head in a hole and cover up in sand and all that. Shame on you.
Amen.
I get that way too. Don't get me wrong. I guess I'm the world's worst. Do you know as the Lord it woke you up this morning and got you out of the bed?
Amen.
You know as His air that we're breathing, oxygen we're taking in, every breath. No matter what kind of shape we get in, and we get in a terrible shape here, and we grumble and gripe about it. I know this old flesh does. I do too, grumble and gripe because I'm hurting this and that and everything, and I can't do what I used to do and all this and everything else. I just can't do it. I can't hold up and preach like I used to, but I do the best I can, and I ain't going to quit until the Lord calls me home. If I get down just to have to crawl. Amen. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me.
Amen.
Could never pay you for all that you've done. Read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and see what our Lord went through.
Yep.
For me and you.
Yep.
Read it if you don't believe it. That's a wonderful chapter. One of the greatest chapters they are in the Bible. Telling just a few things that He went through for me and you.
Yep.
And I'll say this and I'll try to hush. Y'all can get a song. If you ain't part of the family this morning, And all the way you can be a part of the family is be born again. Saved by His marvelous grace. And if you ain't been saved this morning, you ain't part of the family. And if the Lord said this is it today, over, you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. God's made a way from the very beginning that His people, listen, that His people that He created in His own image, in His own likeness, He made a way, Darrell, all the way from Genesis all the way through, that they could find salvation.
Amen.
Made a way. And it's still open today with His arms stretched out and said, let whosoever will come.
Amen.
The church says come.
Yep.
The bride says come.
Yep.
Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely.
Yes.
It's open for you today.
Yes.
That you might be part of the family of God.
Yes.
Almighty. And that's the only way you'll make it to heaven. Because
yes.
That's all it's going.
Yes.
Ain't nobody else going. Nobody else going but His family.
Yes.
While we sing, Randy, come.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of
Earthly fathers rejoice, mothers rejoice when their children is obedient to them. They are proud of them. They tell everybody how good their kids is. And they ought to tell everybody. What do you think a Heavenly Father does to me and you? I'll tell you what He does. Let me just read this verse. For as a young man marrieth the virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. We are His bride, the Lamb's wife, the mother church, the body of Christ. He's the head. We ain't but one. And when we're obedient, if you ain't being blessed to God Almighty, you ought to just repent.
Amen.
That may be plain and that may be hard, but Earl has to do that same thing. When I can't feel the Holy Spirit, can't feel His presence, I just beg the Lord to forgive me my sorry ways, Randy. We all fail and come short.
Amen.
It teaches us that. But He is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and bless us again.
Amen.
And if you ain't been saved, you'll never be blessed until you get saved. I don't know how to put it any plainer. And if you don't get saved, you ain't a going. If you leave this walk of life lost, you can just go. Every which way a tree falls, so shall it lie. But God's made a plan from the very beginning. Know what it was going to take? From the beginning. Don't tell me He didn't think about it. He searched heaven, He searched earth, and He searched beneath the earth to find another way. And there wasn't no other way. But His Son to come and die for mine and your sins. And His Son was willing to come and give His life to mine and me and you. And God, it pleased God Almighty to bruise Him and give Him. May God bless you. I'll hush. I could go on, I guess, but I ain't going to. Brother Randy.